This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 1-12-2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome. I'm Myrna Lamb, looking forward to spending this next 2 hours with you here on WPRO. And this is the best time to call because there are lines available, and in a little while, well, the way it usually goes is there won't be. So those phone numbers again are 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. The point is that because I'm an astrologer and also a card reader, when you call in and you give your birthday to Ken, I have an idea where the planets were when you were born. I know where they are right now. And that sets the stage. That gives me an idea whether this is a time for you that is opportune or stressful. And either way, how you can use the energies that are out there to avoid pitfalls and to improve situations. I can help you, I think, with anything that has to do with your relationships at home or on the job, with what's going on in other areas of your life, whether you're interested in selling real estate, buying a house, getting a raise, looking for a new job, going back to school, just about anything that you want to know specifically, I'd be happy to help you with. But here's the rules. First of all, when you call in, Ken will ask your birth, your name, and you can make it up. He'll ask your birthday. You have to tell him the truth. When you come through to me, I need you to ask a specific question, only because there's just not enough time on the radio for you and me together for me to take a look at your whole future. So you may want to know how things are going to go for the rest of your life, but I can't do that on the air. What I can do is answer anything that has to do with an immediate question, something relatively short term. That's it. If you're not completely clear about what I'm doing yet, you just listen for a few minutes because I'm going right to the phones, and we're going to start with Deborah in Providence. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I see that you're born under the sign of Aquarius. And what's your question for me?
I was just wondering if you see any imminent changes respect to career-wise over the next 12 months or so.
All right, let's take a look and see if there's something coming along for you fairly soon with regard to career opportunities. And the Queen of Diamonds is the card that I use to represent you. Aquarius is an air sign. All the air signs are specifically competent, born almost with a special ability in the area of communication. You have an ability to teach or sell or counsel. You have an ability to share information in general. Is that a skill that you use in the work that you do?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the card that represents you, in the sixth house of employment, there is an Ace of Hearts representing a new opportunity. Are you in a job that's relatively new right now?
No.
Okay, so how long have you worked where you are currently?
17 years.
Okay. Well, these cards really do show you moving into something new and different. That's why I wanted to make sure you hadn't already done so, because these cards really do suggest that something ought to be available for you almost at once. Have you, in fact, heard of any opportunity that's intriguing to you?
Always have open, but nothing specific.
Okay. Well, seriously, I see pictures all over the place that indicate opportunities for you to advance in terms of what you're doing. And very specifically, I get a picture here from the Queen of Clubs, who falls in two key places, the Queen and the Jack of Clubs. These cards suggest that you may have worked with another woman in the past who is now in a position of maybe a little more responsibility or authority, and with whom you have had a speaking acquaintance in the past. You may have been co-workers or associates in some way. And I think there's a lead for you to employment in connection with her. My sense is that she's right about the same age as you. She may be actually a few years younger. I believe she has dark hair. I think she's an earth sign, by the way. So you have an idea who I might be talking about?
Not right off the top of my head, no.
All right, I want you to think about people that you've worked with in the past and whether there is a woman among them who is in a field that's similar to what you do and might have information or even a lead for a job for you. But anyway, your key question, do I see opportunity for change for you with regard to career in this current calendar year? The answer is absolutely yes. Keep your eyes open. There will be an opportunity. And my expectation is that you should have something on board between April and August of this year. Deborah, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Joy in Warwick. Welcome to the program.
Hi, I'd like to, the job I'm in now I really am sick of.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my trying another venue would be a good idea for me.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been where you are, doing what you are?
I've been doing what I'm doing for 30-plus years.
Okay.
Where I'm at now, I've been approximately 3 years.
Okay. When you've done pretty much the same kind of work for 30 years, hopefully you've amassed some amount of pension, and you're in a position where you can walk away from it and try something a little bit different or more experimental. That's always the hope, Joy. So let's get the cards down. You're born under the sign of Aries. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. Aries really does have a lot of luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times when you think, that's it, I'm up against the wall, and something comes along, there's some kind of magic sling, and it keeps your butt out of the flames. You know that's true. It doesn't mean you always get what you want every day, but you do make out okay. And in this layout of the cards with regard to what's going on with work, you have in your sixth house of employment cards of stability and good luck and opportunity. That's the three things that are going on there. So you have a job that's fairly stable and you can stay there. You don't like it. You're not thrilled with it. The company itself is going nowhere for you. And so if you wanted to see whether it was possible to do something else, there are opportunities. And what's also interesting is that if you wanted to take a course or two to strengthen a credential, that would really help open the door for you.
That makes sense.
All right, Joy, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Lori, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marna.
Hey, Lori. You're another Aquarian. What's your question for me?
Mine's romance.
Good.
I've been single for quite a while now, and I'm just wondering what's around the bend.
Well, let's take a look. You're born under the sign of Aquarius, and Jupiter is in the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn is the sign that comes right before Aquarius, and so Jupiter is in a place that, in a way, gives you rewards for previous efforts and also tends to connect to people from the past. So now I have the card that represents you. And in the fifth house of romance, there is a man, the King of Clubs. He falls on a level called the outcome. And what that means, Lori, is there's still some potential with a prior relationship. However,
okay.
In capital letters, however.
Okay.
There was a really bad scene between the two of you at some point.
Yep.
And you don't want to go back into a relationship unless you are absolutely sure that whatever was in that bad scene is gone.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I am very forgiving and very willing to give people another chance.
Mm-hmm.
But you, as an Aquarian, on occasion may be guilty just a tad of playing games with your own life.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yes.
what I mean by that.
Yes, I do.
And I don't want you to do that. So I do see this man in the fifth house, but I don't know whether he's good or bad for you. And so before you make any moves toward that, because clearly you are interested, not only is the King of Clubs in your fifth house, but also the Jack of Clubs falls right beside you. Those are two pictures that represent the same man. But before you make any move toward reopening that possibility, I want you to think long and hard about whether there's been enough development, shift, and change. Now, there is another man on the horizon, and
okay.
he falls in your 10th house, and he is described as the King of Diamonds. He is a man who has a lot more in common with you than this old relationship. He's a man who's fun to talk with. He's fun to go places with. He may not be marriage material immediately, but who knows? You know, people can change. But he certainly looks like someone who's fun to be with and someone who I expect you might very well be going out with at any time within the next 5 weeks. And since he's 10th house, that suggests to me that there is some kind of a career connection with him. Light hair, light eyes, look around. Lori, thank you for the call. That's how we do it around here. So if this is new to you, the Myrna Lamb Show, now you know how it works. And we have one line available. And the phone number is 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions based on a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. And all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Joe in Fall River, welcome to the program.
Hi, do you see a new career for me?
Well, let's take a look, Joe. You're born under the sign of Taurus, and you're very young, so you have a great long work history ahead of you. And how long have you been where you are currently?
Oh, I just recently got laid off.
You just got laid off. Okay. Did you like the work you were doing?
Yes.
Okay. You're born under the sign of Taurus, and that makes the King of Clubs the card that represents you. You followed the Nine of Hearts and you followed the Nine of Spades and the Six of Hearts. Six of Hearts does suggest that you did like the work, and Nine of Spades means it was really bad news to lose this particular job. You know, what I have here is a picture that suggests this is a company that hires and fires and hires and fires. Do they in some sort of a cyclical kind of fashion lay people off?
Well, they actually moved.
Oh, they did. Oh, dear. But in the past, did they do that? Because that's the pattern that I'm seeing here. And you know
Wait,
what?
They just didn't do it to me.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden I got the news that
right.
They did it. So.
Okay, Joe, my concern is that these cards indicate you going through cycle after cycle after cycle of being hired and then laid off or losing your job for one reason or another. And it makes me wonder whether you are either in a field that's iffy or that you don't have credentials that are strong enough to put you into a slot within this kind of business to give you greater security. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Then since you are very young, look, you're not even 30 yet. You're going to be working for a long time. If you want to get yourself out of the kind of rut that I see you in right now, you are definitely going to have to go back into some sort of a training situation.
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right. That's going to do it for you. You've got beautiful cards in the third house indicating plenty of ability to learn. And in the eighth house, the cards indicate also plenty of ability to find a job in a situation that you like enormously if you continue to do this work. So, I apologize for the phone ringing in the background. We made a mistake. Anyway, Joe, you got the picture. Let me hear from you. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you, Carol in Warwick. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Carol, you're an Aquarian. This is turning out to be Aquarius night here.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
I'm just concerned with... how do you think my health looks?
All right, Carol, have you had a health problem in the last couple of years?
No.
No,
you
just want to make sure you're okay into this coming year.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I just need to understand because, you see, the planet Saturn was in the sign of Leo for about 2.5 years. As of September 3rd, it moved into Virgo. While it was in Leo, it could have triggered a health problem for you since you're an Aquarian, and the fact that it didn't is good news. So now let me get these cards down and see what else is going on for you. The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And I'm sure you're in this deck somewhere. I just have to find you. Here we go. I'm not finding you yet. There you are. Okay. In your sixth house, which represents physical health, there are two clubs and two hearts. Those are all good cards. There's no blemish there at all. So, and the Six of Clubs, which is the health card all by itself, falls between two very good cards, Five and Six of Hearts, beautiful cards. In fact, there isn't anything that suggests to me that you have a health problem.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it looks like a good year health-wise. Carol, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. You know, the interesting thing about health questions with regard to astrology is that every sun sign rules a certain part of the human body. And whatever part of the body you are ruled by, that's where you might have a tendency to have some health problems. And astrology teaches that the opposite sign is also a concern. So, for example, people born under the sign of Aries may have problems with the head, with the skin of the face, with their eyes. Not necessarily, but these are parts of the body that might be affected. Taurus rules the throat. When most Taurans get colds, they tend to settle in the throat area more than to be up in the head and more than they tend to be into the lungs. Gemini rules the lungs and the hands, and so Geminis are especially prone to problems that might affect their lungs, including asthma, and certainly shouldn't smoke. I'll run by more of that as time goes by, but that's where knowing about your sun sign and health can be very useful. Let's talk to Rick in East Providence. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yes, the outlook on my relationship.
And are you dating someone right now, Rick?
No.
Okay. So you're born under the sign of Capricorn, and you want to know if there's somebody coming up for you sometime soon.
Right.
Well, the answer is yes. I know that before I even get the cards down, although I'm getting them down. And I know that because the planet Jupiter is in your sun sign. Jupiter is like a spotlight. It floods on you. It brings you the opportunity to get noticed. Okay. Now we got to talk. You're a young guy. How long has it been since you updated your style at all, changed your wardrobe or anything like that?
Recently.
Oh, good. So brighter colors, a little bit more attention to detail?
Yeah, somewhat. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, still jeans and boots and skull T-shirts and things.
Well, do you think that skull T-shirts really suit you at approximately 40 years old?
Yeah.
And do you think they're going to attract the kind of woman who you really want?
If they look at me as appearance over reality, no.
Sweetheart, when you go out, what do you notice first?
As far as going where?
If you go out to meet people and you see a good-looking woman, what is it that attracts you? What do you notice?
Appearance.
Okay, and that's what I'm talking about you. She's going to turn around and look at you. And is she going to like what she sees?
Probably not.
Well, sweetheart, then you know what you got to do. I don't know any reason why you shouldn't be able to meet a very nice woman, especially with Jupiter in Capricorn. And it's going to be there through all of 2008. But you got to change your attitude and you got to change your style. We tend to be attracted to people who look like us. So, Rick, look in the mirror. Do you want a woman who looks like you? Do you want a woman in skull T-shirts and jeans? And if not, then for heaven's sakes, at least spiff up the T-shirt. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jean in Tiverton, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
And I see you're born under the sign of Taurus. And what's your question? Hi.
I'm interested in knowing a little bit about how my romantic life is going to go this year.
Okay, Jean, is there anyone around who interests you at this time?
Yes.
Okay, do you happen to know his birthday? I don't need the year.
Yeah. Well, it's actually 11-18-41.
Okay. Okay, so born on 11-18 makes him a Scorpio, and you're the opposite sign, Taurus. He falls in your second house. People in the second house are usually people who we have a connection with and people with whom we want to hold on to that relationship. Unfortunately, he seems to be looking in the other direction. And what that makes me wonder is whether he's not as interested in this relationship as you are. Now, there's another man around. The King of Clubs. And he's a man who has a lot of Earth sign characteristics. He's about 5'10". His hair is dark. It is thick in texture. And I know you've seen him. I don't know if you know him, but I know you've seen him around. So,
really?
Yes. Hey. So now, if this Scorpio man is really the one you want, then the question is, what do we do to make that work better? One thing, jealousy absolutely won't work. Possessiveness will drive him away. He has to be with you because he wants to be with you, and he has to recognize that he wants to be with you. One of the ways that that works is you do not call him. He calls you. Every time he calls you, he has to recognize that he's the one who's picking up the telephone and making that gesture, okay? If things do not progress to the level that you would like them to be by July 6th, let it go and and look on for other opportunities, because in this layout, there's not only the King of Clubs, but also the King of Hearts, both indicating that there are other people around you with whom something is possible. So give this only to the 6th of July, and then if you're not getting what you want, move on. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Paula, on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
I've got a question for you. I'm in the midst of litigation. I was wondering if you can see anything regarding the outcome.
All right, let's take a look at that. And you're born under the sign of Capricorn. And is this litigation that would result in a cash settlement of some sort?
Yes.
Okay. The Queen of Clubs is the card that represents you, and the Eighth House represents litigation involving money. There are three hearts in the Eighth House, which is good. but there's also one spade in there that worries me, and it's hidden. It suggests to me that there may be some little piece of information, some glitch, something that needs to be looked at carefully in order to protect your interests.
Okay.
You need to talk with your attorney. You need to make sure that all the paperwork has been checked, especially because Mercury is going retrograde at the end of the month, right around the same exact time that Mars will be going direct. We are in messy aspects, so I think you have a great potential to make out well, but only if everything is double-checked, something's missing. Paula, let me know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's time for the news here on WPRO with Laura Clarizio. Please stick around for more of the Myrna Lamb Show on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls, making predictions for you. And if you're not familiar with the program and you don't know exactly what I'm doing, you just keep listening because I'm going right to the phones. And by the way, the lines are all full. So when I say goodbye to someone, please jump in at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Joyce on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Joyce. I see you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
Health. I wanted to know what my health is like for the next year.
Okay. Is there something going on that concerns you in particular?
Well, I was thinking of some elective surgery that I might be having.
Okay. All right. When it comes to elective surgery, the most important thing in my estimation is to time it carefully. Now, I used to think that we should avoid all Mercury retrogrades. I'm not convinced that that's true anymore. Simply because Mercury retrograde goes on for 3 weeks, it happens three times a year. And not all those procedures go badly. But here's the thing that matters. Let's imagine that you were going to have elective surgery on your foot. You don't do it when the moon's in Pisces. On your knee, you don't do it when the moon is in Capricorn. And so one of the things that I do as an astrologer is I pick dates very carefully for when to have tests done on various parts of the body and when to have surgery. So as far as, in general, how is your health, looking at your cards, the Queen of Spades is the card that that represents you. Your second house cards look okay. So this is nothing that's serious, and obviously that fits with the idea of it being elective. And in your sixth house of physical health, again, the cards look very good. The eighth house is surgery, and in that box there are three diamonds and a club. So in the big picture, right across the board, Joyce, I don't see a concern for you. The only thing is, as an astrologer, I would normally select the date with considerable care. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Donna in Smithfield. Donna, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey. You're born under the sign of Scorpio. What's your question for me?
Yes. I'm ready to move to a warmer climate.
Who isn't?
I know.
I was listening to that weather forecast during the news. I'm thinking, I don't want to do this. You know, I've been spoiled the last 3 days. The weather's been fabulous.
Oh,
all right.
It.
So when do you want to leave us, Donna?
So my question is, my husband is not ready yet. So I was wondering, is he ever going to be ready?
Donna, what's his birthday?
It's May 20th.
May 20th. So he's late in the sign of Taurus. And right away, what you and I both know is you can't push the bull.
Oh, do I know?
Yes, you do. And okay, so we look in the fourth house, which represents where you live. And do you have family? You have a couple of kids around here?
No, I have one.
You have one child around, married?
Yes.
And with babies?
Yes.
Okay.
One.
Here's what we have. In the fourth house away from your husband, there is the Queen of Spades. That's you. But with you, there are two fives. Now, that would be your child and maybe your child's child. And that, in a nutshell, is why he doesn't want to leave.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how you fix that. Your cards really do show you're raring to go. You get the Ace of Hearts in the fourth house saying, take me out of here. You got nice cards up in the ninth house. Have you tried being away, renting an apartment down, you know, in Florida or South Carolina and just being there for a month?
No, I haven't. My parents live there. That's why I'm ready.
Well, how do you feel about taking some time and just going down and visit Mom and Dad?
know.
Leave your husband behind. What the heck?
It's an idea. It's an definitely an idea.
I'm not being silly with you on that one. There's nothing wrong.
Anything, no?
No, I don't see him wanting to move in the immediate future, and the cards don't look at forever. So short term, if you want to be in a warm climb, I think the best thing to do is take a break from hubby. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Kimberly in Lincoln, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Kimberly, and I see that you're a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. And what's your question for me?
Life, basically, like, where am I headed? I'm a mess in relationships and career-wise. I butt heads with my son's father on and off. We've never got it right. In my career, I've had so many jobs since the age of 16, like 50.
Uh-huh. Sweetheart, listen, I know you're feeling overwhelmed. I also know that at the age of 28, 29, you are going through something called a Saturn return. And it really is a time of considerable change. It's a time when many people marry or divorce or have a kid or change careers. And the most important thing that you've said to me, I mean, you've got such a wide range of problems. Obviously, I really can't give you a lot of help on the air, but I can tell you this, that the two most important planets that I focus on consistently, both Saturn and Jupiter, are in very good places for you. And there's really only one possible solution for you to avoid having another 50 no-end jobs, and that you, too, you've got to go back to school. You are smart. You are capable. As a Scorpio, once you make up your mind to achieve something, you know you can do it. You've got to stop relying on other people. You've got to stop blaming other people, and you've got to start accepting full responsibility for yourself and your child. Forget about the child's father. There's no point butting heads with him. It's not going to get you anywhere. Kim, I've given you a great deal of advice. It's going to be hard to take it. Please take one step at a time. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Before I take the next call, I just want to take a second to let you know that should you be interested in a full reading where I really can talk about relationships with husbands or ex-husbands or a former boyfriends and careers and going back to school and getting along with your kids, where I have the time to give you that kind of attention, I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And my phone number there is 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. When we meet, we have an hour perhaps to spend together. I can do it all. And also, should you be interested in private consultations because you don't want to be on the air, I also can do mini readings for you through the office. Now let's go back to the phones and talk to Ann in Rumford, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Myrna.
Hi, Ann. I understand you have a question about your daughter, who's in Aries.
She's 413, 47.
And what is your question, please?
She has a large legal medical case pending.
Okay.
And we just want to know what the cards would show on that.
Okay. Most of the time when Aries goes into a legal confrontation, especially one that involves money, whether that's a divorce or malpractice, or disability, most of the time Aries wins. The only time Aries doesn't win is when they overstate or misrepresent the situation. Now, here's the reason astrologically, and that is that Aries is the child of the zodiac, the firstborn sign. And I really do believe that God protects the children. And so when Aries is naive and ingenuous and honest and straightforward, they win. But when they play games, they lose. Now, in her eighth house, which has to do with all of this, right now the cards are not good at all. Her ninth house cards are good, and the ninth house represents legal and professional advice. If she wants one thing and her attorney is saying it's not likely, her attorney is telling her the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, does this all make sense to you, Ann?
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for the first time in almost an hour, so call us now if you'd like. Sue in Providence, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Sue. I see that you're an Aquarian.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
Just how it looks go overall for the whole year for me.
Okay. Again, I need to make the rules very clear because we're not getting... I'm sorry, Sue. I would be so happy if you came to my office to tell you about the whole year for you in all aspects of your life, but on the air I can't. I have to answer one very specific question. Do you want to try to ask me one?
Yeah, how about health?
All right. Have you had a health concern over the last couple of years?
Recently, no.
Recently, okay.
Yeah.
The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And just thinking about the layout of your chart, I'm thinking about where certain planets are, including Uranus.
Uh-huh.
And that has something to do with circulation. Of course, Aquarians can have circulatory concerns.
I do. I have a circulatory disease.
Yeah, well, that's the part of the body that's always vulnerable.
Okay.
And that's where the planets are affecting you right now as
How
well.
How does it look good? I mean, I had an operation for it. Does it look good, like it's not going to come back? Or
right.
I'm not going to go to surgery again? Or?
Well, you know, the answer is half and half.
Okay.
You know, for example, let's say that you had some veins worked on in your legs, as one example.
Huh?
The impression is that most of it, maybe 75%, was very
okay.
successful.
Okay.
But 25% was not. So
okay.
I think you're going to have to go back in for some touch-ups.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Sue.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Two lines available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions, and these are the rules. When you come through to me, you need to ask one specific question. It can be about anything, but it does have to be limited. How's the rest of your whole year? Can't do it. Isn't enough time. Elizabeth in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Elizabeth. I see you're an Aquarian.
Yeah.
And it seems to be the rule tonight that every other caller needs to be. What's your question for me?
Do you see anyone coming into my life this year?
Let's take a look and see what's going on. Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And when I think about where Saturn is, it is operating out of the sign of Virgo. And it is affecting your 7th and your 8th houses in the solar chart. And what that all means is that this is the right time for you to be thinking about stabilizing your life in that one area. And you happen to have the 9 of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the 7th house of marriage and partnership, and with the King of Clubs, a delightful man who might very well be a Virgo. And there we go again. I don't know what it is about this Aquarius-Virgo business, because it's not easy. But you guys aren't 20 anymore, and so it works. So I think it's very possible that, indeed, you will meet a man who is either a Virgo or a Taurus or a Capricorn, and you could meet him very soon. There's going to be some stuff going on, places to go, people to meet, I don't know, seminars, workshops, something. Mm-hmm. You're involved in stuff like that, aren't you, on occasion?
Yes, I am.
Okay, there's some things going on within 3 weeks to 10 weeks, and I believe this is a gentleman who frequents some of these kinds of seminars, etc., just as you do. And let's see, how will you know him? He's not overly tall. I'd say he's about 5'9". His hair is dark. It is cut very short. He wears glasses, and they have a dark rim. And he's not wearing a suit jacket. He's wearing a sweater. And it's a bright color, but it's not red. And it has a pattern. Okay, that's about as specific as I get.
Thank you for the specificity.
When you meet him, you'll have to call me back with his birthday, Elizabeth. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. By the way, I've written a book, and that book is called The Astrology of Great Sex, and it's been doing pretty well, I'm happy to say. It's available at Barnes & Noble's. It's available at Borders on Amazon.com. And It's a fun book because it's based on hundreds and hundreds of sex surveys that were completed by people all over the world anonymously sent to me. And if you want more information about that, if you go to the website that is called Astrology of Great Sex, you'll see it there and you can decide whether you want to participate. Everyone who does gets a free horoscope interpretation from me. Again, all anonymous because you just send your email address, not your name. And anyway, the book has been doing okay, and it's coming out in Poland at some time. I'm not sure if it's this year or the beginning of next, but being translated into Polish, which is a lot of fun. And book two, which is called The Astrology of Great Gay Sex, will be on the market in June or July of 2008. Back to the phones, Lisa in Cranston. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Nana.
You're welcome. I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini, and what's your question for me?
I'm torn between a health and a financial question.
Can't help you decide between the two.
Okay. I think I'll take finances.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to see what's going on with your finances for the rest of this year, and are you working currently?
Yes.
Okay. What I have in the second house, which represents the money in your pocket, is a couple of clubs and a diamond, and a card that all of those cards suggest that your income is pretty stable. and that is repeated when I look in the sixth house, which represents your job. So I don't see a lot of change one way or the other. There is some piece of good news that will be coming in for you sometime within the next couple of months or as late as April, and I don't know whether that could be a very small inheritance from someone. It's a small amount of money that comes from a somewhat slightly unexpected source. Is there something like that you know could occur?
Not to my knowledge right now.
Okay, well, as I think of it, it seems to me like it could be a little bit of a surprise. It's not a big deal, but nonetheless, it's there. And when you find out what it is, you got to let me know. But other than that, as far as your job is concerned and your income from your job, it is what it is, to quote the vernacular. And I don't see any unexpected changes, either for the better or the worse. So that's not so bad. Lisa, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Dallas in Riverside. Dallas, welcome to the program.
Hi.
What a great name.
I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
I have a question, a medical question.
Mm-hmm.
I was scheduled to have a hip surgery in March, but in the meantime, I had booked that in September. And then in the month of September, I had fractured my right metatarsal on my foot.
Uh-huh.
So the hip that needs replacing is on the right side.
Uh-huh.
So the end of the month is when I find out if my hip is, I mean, not my hip, my foot is
mm-hmm.
fixed. But
right.
I don't know whether to cancel that hip surgery because it seems like there's so much in between. There's not enough time for me to regroup from the foot.
When are you supposed to go in for the hip surgery? What date?
March 4th.
Okay, let me just take a look at that date. The one good thing that I'm very pleased to see about it is that we're past the aspects in February, and so I think it's good to be waiting until March 4th. However, the card layout suggests that your foot's not going to be in the best of condition even by then. You have the Nine of Hearts with you.
Mm-hmm.
That means that in the long run, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You also have the Five and Six of Clubs with you. So this reading is really a very good one, Dallas.
Thank you.
The only question is, could you go forward on the 4th? And I don't think so. I just think that you're not going to be quite ready yet.
Oh, aren't you wonderful? That's
okay.
What I thought.
Okay,
you
Dallas.
You are so smart. God bless you.
Well, thank you so
Every
much.
Every bone in your body.
Thank you, Dallas.
Yeah.
438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Linda in North Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I see that you're calling about your son, who is a Libra. And what's
He's going to be taking a very important exam this week,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just wondering if you can tell me.
Okay.
He had difficulty with this course before. He didn't do well.
Okay.
So this is like a last chance thing, yeah.
Okay, and this is one course per se?
Yep.
Okay, and he's in college at this point.
Right.
And he is the King of Diamonds, and let's get the cards. And I have the card that represents him. And in the third house, which is tests, he has two diamonds, a spade, and a club. Now, this is how it works. If I were talking to him personally, I would say to him, I'm going to guess that there are four sections to this particular test. Two of them you're comfortable with. One you don't even have to think about. It's only one section that really gives you trouble. And so the best advice that I would give him is to structure how he takes the test, if he can. In other words, when you take a test like an SAT, you don't have choices. I think you have to start at the beginning and go straight through. I don't think you are allowed to go back to certain sections. But in a test like what I think he's got to take, he can go forward and then go back. And I would encourage him to move very quickly through all the sections that he's comfortable with, saving the major amount of time for the section that gives him the most trouble. And if he does it that way, I believe he can pass this test. There is one more thing that he needs to do. He has a nervous streak in his disposition.
Right.
He needs to find a way to meditate to get past that nervousness. And there are all sorts of meditative devices that can really help. I know that because I used some when I went through some of my testing when I went for a master's in psych in the mid-80s. So anyway, if he goes forward along those lines, I think he's going to be okay, Linda.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Bill in Swansea, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Bill. I see that you're an Aquarian, and what's your question for me?
Yeah, for the night today seems to be the sign.
It is. This is it. This is. We're letting the other people come in every now and then, but really,
yeah,
it's Aquarian.
Yeah, just once in a while. Just says, yeah.
And what's your question for me?
Okay. I'm contemplating applying for disability.
Okay.
Take a look and see.
All right.
What kind of problems I might run into.
Okay. And you've never applied for it before?
No.
Well, you have the Nine of Hearts with you. So if this is what you really want, you're going to get it. Now, everything that people have told me about applying for disability is that most of the time when you apply, you get turned down the first time. It seems to be the rule. But not everybody does. I happen to know some people who actually got accepted the first time. And the difference between one and two seems to be the strength of the recommendation that comes from the doctor. So how good is your relationship with the person who would be sending in paperwork?
Pretty good.
Okay. That's all there is to it. You get that going for you, and maybe you can avoid the first time. According to these cards, you'll probably be rejected the first time. However, here's the difference. You and I are talking. If you and I hadn't talked, maybe you'd be rejected. Because we've talked, maybe you can have your doctor beef up that documentation, and maybe that will make a difference. Okay. Ultimately, you'll get it. I don't have any doubt about that with the Nine of Hearts falling with you. Bill, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, one line available, 1-800-321-WPRO. What do you think, Ken? I've got 2 minutes, so let's talk to Jim in Tiverton. Jim, welcome to the program. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
I see you're a Pisces. What's your question for me?
I was wondering if you could give me the advice.
Okay, unfortunately, Jim, you're breaking up, and I cannot hear you, so you'll need to try calling me back. I don't want to squeeze you in, Lee. I think we're going to be a little bit too tight. So, Lee, hang on for me. Ann, hang on. The other two lines are ringing right now. We're going to be coming up on the news in just a couple of minutes with Laura Clarizio. And, you know, then we have another hour for you and me to spend together. So let me just let you know one more time that I am available for long personal consultations at my office and also for mini readings, just like those that we're doing here on the radio. And all you have to do to get involved with anything like that is call my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. The phone number in Lincoln is 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. By the way, when you go back to work on Monday, the moon is going to be in the sign of Aries. When the moon is in Aries, people can be a little bit impulsive and self-centered and argumentative. So if there's something that you need to propose or discuss with someone and you begin to meet with a reaction that you find quarrelsome, back off. Don't push. Wait a couple of days. Later in the week, when the moon gets into the sign of Gemini, people will hear you out very willingly, and you'll be able to make your point. So right away, what this means is when you go into work on Monday, if there's something important to discuss, and if there's any way that you can hold off until, say, Friday, I would really recommend that you do that. If you can't, well, so be it. But if you can, it will work to your advantage. I'm Myrna Lamb. I'd hope you stay right here on WPRO for the news with Laura Clarizio. And then I'll be back with you for another hour of the Myrna Lamb Show, where I will make predictions based on astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. Stay right here on WPRO.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. Rhode Island's station of record. News Talk 630 WPRO. Providence.